You're listening to the Texas Standard. We've heard a lot of talk about the Houston to Dallas bullet train project. It's supposed to be able to take folks from one city to the other in just 90 minutes. But what's actually going on with that plan? Is it getting any closer to reality? Well, yes, in a way, at least if you count announcements and meetings as progress. There were a few of those yesterday in the Houston area. Gail DeLotter has been following it all. She's the transportation reporter with the Texas Standard partner station, Houston Public Media. Gail, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So I have to say, as someone from the outside of the proposed bullet train corridor, it's been really difficult to keep track of all the moving parts. I'm not even sure at this point how likely this project is to actually happen. Can you just tell me, do you have a better grasp of things there in Houston, or are folks still feeling a lot of uncertainty?
Where the project is right now, the Federal Railroad Administration is taking public comment on a draft environmental impact study. And this not only looks at the environment, things like wetlands, woodlands, things like that, but also historic sites and other sensitive areas. So they're in that process right now. They've been holding a series of public meetings between Houston and Dallas, and the event we attended last night was held in Northwest Harris County, an area that could be impacted by the train if this project moves to fruition.
So hearing from people at that meeting yesterday, what was the mood like there?
The mood was overwhelmingly against it. We heard from people in Harris County as well as people who came from some of the surrounding areas. And as what we've been hearing for several years now from people concerned about the project, they say they've owned land for years. It's been in their family. They ranch, they farm, they hunt. And their fear is that their rural quality of life is going to be destroyed. Texas Central has been talking to people about purchasing property, but these people say they just don't want to sell for any amount of money.
Is there anything that stuck out to you? I know you talked to a few people there. What did you hear specifically?
We heard stories from elderly people who say they've heard from lawyers. They've been threatened with lawsuits. They were very frightened by that. Sometimes we hear from several members of one family. We also talked to a woman by the name of Crystal Stewart. She's a young woman in her late 20s, and she inherited some property in the Madisonville area, which is kind of a little bit northeast of Huntsville. And she has about 13 acres there. She raises livestock. She lives in Houston, but she likes to go out there to find some peace and quiet. And she's very concerned. She says this property is very important to her family. They have reunions there every year, and she is looking for guidance on where to turn. She really, I don't think, really wants to even talk to the railroad at this point. And she's looking for guidance about how to handle anything that may come about concerning eminent domain or issues such as that.
My concern is that I've inherited this property that's been in my family for a long time. My great-grandfather served in the Army. My family has worked that land, and Texas Central seems to not even care.
So people who oppose this project, like Crystal Stewart, what recourse do they have to prevent it from happening?
Well, there's organizations that are forming Citizens Against High-Speed Rail that's been around for a few years now. And at a lot of these events, you see attorneys who handle eminent domain issues. That's a big question here. Texas Central says it does have eminent domain authority because it's a railroad. A lot of people doubt that. They say, well, if you're a railroad, you know, where's your tracks? Where's your train? You know, are you in operation right now as a railroad? Experts we've talked to say they're a private company and they don't have that authority, but that's something the railroad maintains. Earlier in the process, they were threatening people with legal action so they could get surveyors on the property to actually mark out the proposed path of the train.
So you mentioned the stations, and I guess there was recent news about where that would be in Houston. Can you update me on that?
Well, what's challenging about the Houston situation is they're really unable to get the train into downtown Houston because of the way it would impact neighborhoods, historic neighborhoods, and some other barriers. So they're going to, they're looking at a location several miles outside of downtown. If you're familiar with Houston, it's going to be approximately where US 290 meets the 610 loop. There's a mall out there for all practical purposes. It's a dead mall. They say that would be a good location to get people to actually come there to catch the train, because since it's outside of downtown, they'll have to put some sort of multimodal situation there, like rental cars and buses and things like that. And Mayor Sylvester Turner spoke yesterday and said he's hoping it would spur development in that area, things like hotels and retail that would serve people who would use a train.
Gail DeLauder is the transportation reporter for Houston Public Media. Gail, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.